I'm Sharkey's Goon. Today, no, James Bond's not going to be a woman, Goon. Barbara Broccoli says, we make these films for the audiences. We like to think they're going to be seen primarily on the big screen, but having said that, we have to look to the future. Our fans are the ones who dictate how they want to consume the entertainment. I don't think we can rule anything out because it's the audience that will make those decisions, not us. That's talking about making this an Amazon series. We'll come back to that. James Bond can be of any color, but he is male. I believe we should be creating new characters for women, strong female characters. I'm not particularly interested in taking a male character and having a woman play it. I think women are far more interesting than that. Let's start there. James Bond will not be a woman. I know I'm a horrible sexist pig, but I say good.
I kind of agree with Broccoli. You have a big James Bond universe. Everybody's building universes now within their films, TV shows, comic books, any kind of content. Why can't there be a 008 that's a female?
Exactly. Yeah. James Bond is James Bond. Now, part of what I like about the character James Bond, right? He drinks, he smokes, he's flawed. He hits on hot women and sleeps with them. That's what the character is. Again, like you said, if you want to have 008, 006, whatever, great. I'll watch that too. But James Bond is James Bond. James Bond is a dude. End of story.
Yeah, and I agree that there's not enough, you know, female characters that are leads, that there's not enough minority characters that are leads. And I get that. But instead of taking an existing property, create new properties for them so that way they have their own voice and their own and own history. There's no reason to slap a coat of paint on somebody that's been around for a while.
Yeah. So in terms of, you know, what color James Bond might be, there was the recent rumors that Idris Elba would be considered for James Bond. I have always felt Elba would be a fabulous James Bond. I mean, he's rugged, good-looking, British. What do you want? I mean, he'd be great in the role, but he's not a woman.
Yep, I think he's good in it. I also think that, you know, maybe he should be the lead of the Amazon series or Netflix series of James Bond, and you keep the movies just, you know, a Daniel Craig or something like that. But I think they would have more success with Idris Elba on the small screen, and critics would go nuts over it.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting that she opened the door to the possibility of doing something that is non-theater. And, you know, right now, and everything is cyclical, that seems to be which way the wind is blowing in terms of content. Again, see Star Wars. James Bond on the small screen, you know, we call it the small screen now. So, yeah, no, it's not a giant IMAX in a theater. But, like, your TV's pretty big, and especially if you sit 4 feet from it. Why don't you go filmmaker snob and explain the difference between TV and movie? But for me, I was in the basement last night. I had the lights off. I had the big screen on. I had the surround sound on. I didn't have idiots behind me talking. It was kind of a nice experience. And, yeah, maybe it's not the same as seeing something in the Ziegfeld in the 70s, but I don't know. I'm fine with it.
Well, the movie experience isn't what it used to be anyway. You got the jerks on the cell phones talking, just making ridiculous comments because they're trying to be the funniest guy in the room. I prefer being at home watching my own TV on my theater seating with my surround sound. I can get up and get a drink. I can pause. I can go to the bathroom. I don't have to worry about missing anything if I have to. I think also that you might be able to tell a better story on a smaller, quote unquote, small screen because you can extend it more. You're not trying to jam pack everything into a 2.5-hour, 3-hour movie, which was a complaint about the rise of Skywalker. People were saying that there was too much shoved into it. I prefer something that might be stretched out a little more.
Yeah, you're reading my mind there in terms of the storytelling. So let's assume you make a Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, whatever series. Let's call it 8-episode season one, right? The season two of Jack Ryan was 8 episodes. So you make, let me just keep it simple. It's Casino Royale, and it's season one of James Bond on Amazon. You know, it gives you the ability there to have beats in the story. You could do old-style cliffhangers. You could drag it out. You can get some water cooler stuff going. Now, maybe Casino Royale doesn't work there because we kind of know the story. But all right, we'll tell an original James Bond story with beats and twists, and I think that could be a lot of fun.
It could be a lot of fun. Just think about all the different characters you can put into it, too. the ones that are from, you know, the Fleming books that probably didn't make it to the big screen.
Yeah, you know, and to the theme here of if you do want to spin-offs, you know, cast somebody good as the American CIA Felix Leiter, and then if you want to do a Felix Leiter spinoff, you can. Cast somebody good as Monty Penny or 008 or whatever you want to do there, and then you can spin off there. Cast somebody good in the role of M, whether that's a man or a woman, and then you can spin off there. There's so much that can be done in that universe. You know, and I think, what do you do after Daniel Craig here? Like, I don't know if another reboot makes sense, and just the way they told the Craig arc, I don't know if just saying, like, and now this actor is the exact same James Bond, I don't think that's going to work, especially with what we're hearing is going to be this fifth Craig movie of it's an older Bond and maybe he had retired. So I think you have to reboot again, and maybe this time if you reboot the format of the storytelling makes more sense than just, you know, here's a movie in the theater in 24.
Maybe do a series to, you know, cleanse everybody's palate, give it a little breathing room for the movie, and then you can turn the finale of a season for the movie, for the TV show, or the end of the TV show. Say you do three seasons of a TV show, that Bond then becomes the Bond in the film world.
Yeah, that would be hot. You got my creative juices flowing here, too. When I've been doing my recent James Bond rewatch, what I really liked about the first, really, two Connery movies is how smaller they are. Yeah, you have Dr. No and a big lair and all that, but there's a lot of just basic spycraft there. So I think on a TV series, I don't need explosions and invisible cars. I think just some good writing and some good character stories and some good spy craft might be a nice change of pace. And then to your point, all right, let's build up to whatever the big thing is, and then we can all go to the theater and have invisible cars and explosions.
Yeah, and there's no reason not to do that. Just imagine the way that Jack Ryan's been going right now. So you have a great show that's been for two seasons. Krasinski starts getting tired of being on the small screen. He wants to start acting in the bigger budget stuff again. And then, like, all right, we're going to give you the next three Jack Ryan movies. And then you can go back into the Jack Ryan universe and do a different character.
Which is what happens in the books. There's all sorts of spin-off characters, as the John Clark character, etc. So there's a lot they can do there. I think Jack Ryan is the perfect model for James Bond heading forward.
I think so, too.
All right, well, we'll see what happens. Shark and Goon will return.